Alrighty, let's do this thing here. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, everybody, on this February 4th, a Monday post-Super Bowl. We're feeling, like we could have repeated had the Eagles gotten into that game, because those two teams stunk out loud last night and wasted a lot of the country's time with some really uncompelling football. And the halftime show was pretty much the equivalent of the game. So, of course, we discussed the Boredom Bowl last night. We shared four random facts with Cindy Graham, thinned the herd of human stupidity, as we do every Monday morning, and started our Fast Five competition, which is going to be rolling throughout the week to get you down to Florida and out of this Northeast mess. I included today's clip. We had a Fast Five with Bob Seger songs today, just real quick segments of their songs. You identify all five, and you're headed down to Universal Orlando Resort. So have a listen. Good luck to you with that, and let's do it. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Look at this. We're 5 minutes into the show, and we're already more entertaining than last night's Super Bowl.
I would agree.
All right. Just playing that one song made us more entertaining. Yeah. Well, definitely made us more entertaining in the halftime show.
Everything was so bad last night.
Oh, my God. And you know who I felt the worst for?
Who's that?
Tony Romo. He deserved a better game.
He deserved
a better game.
Damn right.
I like when they answered with the field goal, and it was 3-3. He's like, we got a scoring frenzy.
Yeah, they ruined having him as the color guy.
You didn't have much to work with.
Yeah, give it back to CBX next year.
Yeah, it was bad.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Liar! Whoa!
102.9. MGK.
Okay, remember when Tom Petty played the Super Bowl? That was a great Super Bowl halftime show.
Hell yeah.
Right? That thing last night, what a piece of crap.
It was terrible.
The game or the show?
Everything.
Both. Everything about it was a piece
everything
of
but
crap.
Gladys Knight, pretty much. Crap the bed.
And she went long. She added an extra brave on the song.
Did you notice that? Yeah. Was it rigged?
Yeah, it was rigged. She went home of the brave, and then she went brave again. And it was like, okay, that just took it over 157.
You had the under, huh?
Yes, it did. 31 degrees outside right now. Speaking of that, we got to get to the bet that Steve and I had, right, that we placed on Devlin yesterday, right? That was 31 degrees outside right now.
Did he play?
It wasn't the game for him.
It wasn't the game at all. No. But I might as well say it now. Might as well say it now.
Who's Devlin?
I'm sitting there going like, why did we pick Devlin? Why did we go with this? Oh, that's right. We had a chance of winning $10,000. All right. And
they're usually inside the 5-yard line more than once, right. Like they were yesterday.
Who is Devlin for those of us?
They didn't mention his name once during the entire game.
And you guys needed, two touchdowns out of him?
We needed two touchdowns for the big bet.
For the $10,000 or whatever you would have gotten?
Yeah.
I can see why the odds were high now.
Got to risk it, Dave.
There was a point at which they were standing in a huddle, and I saw DEV, so I assumed he was in the game, right? Other than that, we suck at it, right? All games suck.
John DeBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
I had said in regards to the Super Bowl last night, the person I felt worst for was Tony Romo, who deserved a better Super Bowl than he got for his very first one.
That's for sure.
I mean, he did not describe a play like, you know, the way he always goes, here's what's going to happen. Uh-huh. He looks at the setup. He didn't do that until the fourth quarter.
He had no ammo.
Quarter.
He had nothing at all. He was feeling a punt coming on, I'll tell you that much.
Yes, he was feeling a punt coming on.
The best part of Tony is he's so excited and loves the game so much that when something great is happening and there's a good drive or a close game that has touchdowns in it, is when he's at his best.
Nothing happened.
There's nothing to throw your passion at.
Here's Tony throwing his passion at something.
Okay.
And that'll be the end of the first half. And if you like offensive football, well, too bad. If you like defensive football, well, there you go. And the game is tied at 3. Well, I can't believe it. We got points. Yes, we do. 3-3, and it feels like we got a scoring spree going on.
Tony, thank you for being there. I never thought I would say that to a Cowboy. Then again, it was the only time Tony Romo made it to the Super Bowl.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
With everything that happened in the Super Bowl yesterday, of course, we need to move forward. We need to move on. We need to be better than that game was. And that's why, once again, ladies and gentlemen, here are your four random facts for a Monday morning.
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, Steve, get us started.
Well, did you know in the computer program Mavis Beacon teaches typing from the 80s, Mavis Beacon was not actually a real person.
What?
Yeah, the people who developed the software made her up, and they hired a woman named Renee L'Espérance to play her in the cover photo.
So to this day, that there is no Mavis Beacon?
Nobody.
Okay. All right. Dave, what do you got?
Yahoo was originally called Jerry and David's Guide to the World Wide Web.
Oh.
They changed the name.
That was a bitch to say.
Exactly, which is why they changed the name to Yahoo 2 months after they launched. Good idea.
Cindy, what about yourself?
Chocolate ice cream was invented before vanilla ice cream.
Really?
As it should have been, yeah.
Yeah, of course, coming from a woman. And lastly, the term Hail Mary for a long, desperate throw in a football game started in 1975 when Roger Staubach threw a 50-yard touchdown pass to win a playoff game against Minnesota. All right, in an interview afterwards, he said, "I guess you could call it a Hail Mary. You throw it up and you pray." And there they are for this Monday morning, your...
Random
facts.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
We're getting ready for the Fast Five. Yep, it's time to play the Fast Five, and today's Fast Five artist is Bob Seger. Now, I'll play five different clips from Bob Seger songs. You do not have to identify the clips in order, but you do have to correctly identify all five of them. Be the first person to do that, and you and a guest will fly round trip to Universal Orlando Resort, the world's most exciting family vacation destination, where you'll play, scream, and laugh at the biggest characters in movies, TV, and pop culture. And you'll stay on site at the Lowe's Sapphire Falls Resort. Number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. You must be 21 or older in order to play. Now, once again, here is today's Fast Five clip. Now, let's go to the phones and see how well people can do. We will start off this morning with Ernie. Good morning, Ernie. How you doing?
Hey, John. How's it going?
It's going really well. Where are you from, Ernie?
Sicklerville, New Jersey.
All right. And have you been paying attention to the Fast Five clips this morning? I played them a bunch of times.
I have. I'm going to give it my best shot.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck to you. You're your first person to try. We're going to give three people the opportunity now. And if nobody gets it, we'll play again in at 50. We'll play again at 7:50 this morning. So you ready, sir?
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Give me your five songs.
Okay. Main Street, Against the Wind, Hollywood Nights, Traveling Man, and Rock and Roll Never Forgets.
And Rock and Roll Never Forgets. I have to tell you, sir, that you are incorrect with those songs. That takes us on over to Diane. Good morning, Di.
Hi, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
All right, do you need the five songs again?
Sure, why not?
Sure, here we go. Now tell me what the five of them are. They're okay. All Bob Seger songs.
Kathmandu, Ramblin' Gamblin' Man, Main Street, Hollywood Nights, and Night Moves.
And give me that again.
Night Moves.
And Night Moves. So wait a second. You said Kathmandu.
Yeah.
Hollywood Nights. Night Moves,
yeah.
Ramblin' Gamblin' Man, and Main Street.
Yeah.
Wow!
Winner!
You got it, girl!
I did!
You got it! You got all five of them. The order was Main Street, Night Moves, Ramblin' Gamblin' Man, Hollywood Nights, and Kathmandu. You, my dear, have a trip for two to Universal Orlando Resort. From Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. Oh, no, thank you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for winning. And thank you for playing Fast Five.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
Last night during the Super Bowl, did you notice there was that one point where Sean McVay was on the sideline? It was like in the fourth quarter, and it was like 2 minutes left, and it looked like he was in a complete trance.
No, I was asleep at that point.
You really? Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, and I was trying to figure out what was going on in his head, and I think it was something like,
I can't believe we didn't score a single touchdown. I can't believe Mick Jagger didn't come out with Maroon 5 during moves like Jagger. I can't believe how much Jared Goff really does look like Ryan Gosling. I guess the upside is that whole bad call thing with the Saints game is now a moot point.
I missed the best part.
You did miss the best. I'm telling you, he was in a complete daze. He was just like, what the hell has happened?
John DeBella.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9 MGK.
Time for us to get to
Thin the Herd. Thin the Herd.
We are surprisingly Florida free this morning and have a story from our area, but let me start out in Boulder, Colorado, or even Boulder, Colorado. All right, a 37-year-old Jaron Womack and his friend on Tuesday in Boulder, Colorado, agreed to exchange two pair of pants that they had so Jared could look good for an appointment. Unfortunately, Jared decided he didn't like the pair that he got, and he dealt with it by pulling a knife out and stabbing his friend in the back.
So many questions.
It's not clear if the pants didn't fit or what, but one report says that they were stained on the inside.
Oh.
Right? Jesus. Jared's friend was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. Police caught up with Jared at an Eddie Bauer store down the street where he was attempting to steal a new pair of pants. Turns out he has a long rap sheet and he's facing charges for first-degree assault, robbery, and theft.
In the Herd.
Over to you, Steve.
Do you guys know what e-scooters are?
E-scooters. Aren't those rentable, like, razor scooters
with
electric motors on them?
Yeah, you can do scooters and bikes now. Well, a guy in Austin, Texas, he decided he was going to rob a bank, and when he got the cash from the teller, he ran outside and he hopped on a jump scooter and scooted away. Now, to use these scooters, you have to have an account linked to your phone and a credit card, sort of like Uber.
Oh, God.
Well, the cops sent a subpoena to Uber, who owns this jump scooter, and they asked for data about the ride. Now, Uber just sent over to the cops the robber's info, including his name, phone number, email, credit card information, and the cops arrested 19-year-old Luca Mangiarano on Thursday for robbery.
Nice. In the Herd.
No planning. No planning at all today's crimes.
I got a story about a good way to make an expensive speeding ticket even more expensive.
Okay.
A driver was pulled over in Manitoba, Canada on Tuesday and gets a speeding ticket, but apparently they were really unhappy about it because they crumpled it up and just tossed it out the window.
All right.
Right back onto the windshield of the cop that was still there behind them. So the person was hit with a littering ticket to boot for roughly $130.
In the Herd.
Lastly this morning, the cops in Dover, Delaware got a call last week from a Target about a guy who was pleasuring himself in one of the fitting rooms with the door wide open.
Oh, man.
And it was the second time he had exposed himself there.
Of course it was.
The Target had surveillance footage of the guy leaving the store and also of the gold Jaguar that he drove off with. All right. Well, the cops tracked down the car and found it belonged to a 23-year-old guy named Lewis Foreman. And when they went to his house to bust him, they found that Lewis Foreman was running a drug dealing operation out of his house. There were 9 pounds of weed in the house, plus scales and baggies. He was also arrested. He was arrested on drug charges and indecent exposure. Two women in the house were busted for drug charges as well. And Lewis couldn't stop. All because he couldn't stop whipping it out.
That's right.
At Target.
Teachable moment.
Yeah, teachable moment. That's not where I want my lessons.
In the Herd.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about
John DeBella.
Sick and tired of hearing about
the John DeBella Podcast.
Too big to fail is too big to exist.
102.9 MGK.
You know, looking at the Super Bowl last night, you know, I'm watching things, and especially the half. I'm sorry, the halftime show just sucked.
It was terrible.
Just absolutely sucked. What was Curtis? What's his face?
Travis Scott.
Travis Scott.
God, I like his rap music.
All right.
I'm disavowing that now after seeing that performance last night.
Well, one third of what he was saying was not beeped, but canceled out.
Those were the best parts.
And I think that he got an MF-er in there. I really think there was. Can you? And then you know. And then Adam Levine. All right. First off, Jewish guys are not supposed to have tattoos. All right. Let's start there. All right. And then secondly, you know that if Janet Jackson was watching at home, she's like, he's showing nipples. Where's the big deal? You know, so I'm saying my favorite part of the halftime show was the drum line. The rest of
the
tears. Right. But now it is over. You know, we've got our Sundays back for months now.
I know. My wife's excited.
Oh, yeah.
No. For me to go golfing.
Yeah. That's it. But it's over.
Ain't no football now. It's gone. Won't be back till Labor Day. Ain't no football, now it's gone. The TV ain't been on. Nothing worth watching anyway. Now my wife gets the remote. Downton Abbey, Dr. Oz. Ain't no football, now it's gone. Can't they put one more game on? Don't know why, just because. 'Cause I love the Rams, the Colts, the Bears, the Bucks, the Chiefs, the Broncos, the Jets, the Browns, the Saints, the Bills, the Niners, Eagles, Redskins, Steelers, Chargers, Cardinals, Packers, Patriots, Dolphins, Cowboys, Lions, Vikings, Ravens, Bengals. I ought to get outside and run. Ain't no football now, it's gone. Ain't no football now, it's gone. Just basketball every day. Ain't no football, now it's gone.
Booyakasha!
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah!
102.9.
Say that again!
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.